So Saturday afternoon, table-topping Leeds United looking to bounce back from their last league game, the defeat to Millwall. Of course, since then, they have beaten Burnley in the Carabao Cup. They take on Ipswich Town, who themselves have had a good start to the season. In fact, let's talk more about Ipswich, find out more about them. Stuart Watson from the East Anglian Daily Times joins us. Stuart, good afternoon.
How are you doing? All right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you finding Ipswich's start to the season? It's looking very good to me.
Yeah, I mean, certainly on paper, 5 wins out of 7 is a fantastic start in the league. Certainly needed it after last season, very disappointing season. 16th was the club's lowest finished in 58 years, which gives it some kind of context. Wasn't just the position in the table that was disappointing, it was the nature of the performances. Pretty forgettable footballing fare, and for the first time, Mick McCarthy faced a bit of criticism from the stands, as well as social media and all the rest of it. So they needed a good start. They've got off to one. But I think it's fair to say that a number of fans are yet to be fully won over again. I think there's a sense that they're yet to face some of the better sides in the division. The nature of the wins haven't been overly convincing. So it'll be interesting to see how they do at Elland Road on Saturday.
I did note the attendance at Portman Road in the last league game wasn't brilliant. In fact, I think I'm right in saying it might be the lowest in about 19 years or so. What about as a travelling fan base? Are Ipswich, do they travel in numbers? Are they quite noisy?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a distinction to be made between the home support and the away support. You're right when you say it's the lowest home crowd for a league game in 19 years. So that's been a bit of a continuing trend ever since they were relegated from the Premier League, 16 years ago now. So there's just sort of been a growing trend of apathy year on year. The home attendances have dropped. But as a set of away fans, I think they're up there with the best in the division. They travel in numbers, and I think they'll be making themselves heard by what sounds like a packed house at Elland Road. So, yeah, looking forward to that.
Now, Stuart, last time the two sides met was in February, 1-1 draw. I think it's fair to say on both sides there have been huge changes. We know Leeds have changed manager and then multiple players. From an Ipswich point of view, I know you guys have made quite a few signings in the summer, a couple from Rangers particularly impressing me.
Yeah, I think given everything that I've just discussed, Mick McCarthy realised that they needed a bit of a freshening up this summer. They moved on a couple of sort of stalwarts, notably Christoph Behrer in defence and Jonathan Douglas in midfield. And yeah, you're right, two of the main signings have both come from Rangers, Joe Garner and Martin Waghorn up front, and they've both chipped in with a few goals already, which always helps for a striker at a new club, so that the fans have warmed to them. Unfortunately, Emir Hughes, which was the main summer signing, he did really well on loan from Cardiff, midfielder, Welsh international, back end of last season. They spent £1 million on him, which by Ipswich Town's recent standards was a lot of money, but he's been injured ever since and not been able to play with an Achilles injury, so that's been a shame. But Garner, Waghorn, both been successes. They've got points on the board, which is the main thing.
What have you made to Leeds in the start they've had to the season?
Well, I'm amazed at how well they've done so far because, you know, as you touched upon earlier, it's been a major change of manager, massive overhaul of players, and I think ordinarily it takes time for that to gel, especially when I look at the number of nationalities that have come in there at Leeds. But everything I've heard and read about Thomas Christensen has been impressive, and he seems to have had a bit of a no-nonsense approach, maybe cleared out a few of the fringe players that would have been not helping with team spirit and whatnot. And so very impressed with the way they've with coped with change. You look back in May with Gary Monk's surprise departure and a takeover and all the rest of it, and wondered whether, that they might struggle to reproduce last season's form. But it looks like it's going to be a tricky trip for Ipswich going by results so far.
Well, based on what we've seen in this season, who would you say that the key player for Ipswich is, therefore the one that Leeds should really be looking to close down on Saturday afternoon?
I think David McGoldrick's got to be the key man. He's obviously been at Ipswich for a few years now. In his pomp, he's, I think, as good a player in the division. He's a silky smooth forward, great touch, lovely little body swerves. He's had two horrible injury hit years, but looks to be fully fit again now. Back in his pomp the last few games, and I think when he's on song, Ipswich tend to be, so he'd be the key man for me.
Yeah, definitely the player worth listening out for. If you're listening to the game on Radio Yorkshire tomorrow afternoon, we will be bringing you the match live. It's been great to get the Ipswich point of view, though. Stuart Watson from the East Anglian Daily Times, thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.